Good afternoon. It's my honor to be here talking with you today. You'll learn about a pilot study investigating the parental interest in school nurse-led healthy weight management programs. I have nothing to disclose. So, one-third of school-aged children are overweight or obese. School-based approaches are commonly used for primary prevention of childhood obesity to encourage healthy eating and physical activity. However, utilizing schools for secondary prevention in managing weight is new. Specifically, we have a highly skilled school nurse workforce that has been underutilized in managing weight of children who are at risk of overweight and obesity. We know that family plays an important role in preventing overweight and obesity in young school-aged children. However, little is known about parental interest in school-based, school nurse-led programming targeting healthy weight management among children at risk of overweight and obesity. Providing school-based weight management programming is significant because it will allow us to reach a diverse population. Schools are the best venue for reaching children and families independent of race, ethnicity, income, and geography. It also helps to contribute to chronic disease prevention, support children to maintain a healthy weight in real-world settings, and reduce health care costs. This study aimed to examine parental interest in school nurse-led healthy weight management programming, including after-school program for children, parent support group, and one-on-one counseling with parents, a child, and a school nurse. This study is cross-sectional survey research. The participants of this study were parents. In order to be eligible to participate, parents had to have a second or fourth grade students attending one of 10 elementary schools in one Minnesota suburban school district. In this school district, 47% of students participate in the free or reduced school meal program, and nearly 50% are racial or ethnic minorities. Another eligibility requirement was that the parent's child had completed school-based BMI screening in the 2010 to 2011 school year. There were 1487 second and fourth grade students that completed the screening. We randomly selected 20% of these students for the study. We distributed our study sample across schools by selecting a random sample of 30 students per school. We further attempted to elicit a representative sample by dividing the 30 students at each school equally among second and fourth graders. Moreover, we attempted to match the sample's ratio of normal weight to overweight students to that of the total district population. This resulted in having parents of 9 students categorized as normal weight and 6 students categorized as overweight, defined as a BMI at or above the 85th percentile based upon the CDC growth chart. The data were collected by mailing self-administered anonymous surveys to 300 parents in January 2012. The surveys had 16 questions and took approximately 5 minutes to complete. We also included an incentive of a $2 bill, as well as pre-address and postage paid return envelopes. The return envelopes containing the anonymous survey included the weight category code for the child on the return address level, which allowed us to categorize parents' response by child weight status. This strategy produced a 43% response rate, which was considered a good response rate for a parent survey. The dependent variables included interest in an after-school program, parent support group, and one-on-one counseling. We measured these variables by using a 5-point Likert scale with response ranging from very interested to not at all interested. To measure interest in after-school program, we asked the question, how interested are you in having your child participate in a healthy weight management program led by a school nurse and offered after school? Interest in a parent support group was measured by a question, how interested are you in attending a parent support group with a focus on healthy weight management for children that is led by a school nurse? We measured interest in one-on-one counseling by asking a question, how interested are you in meeting with your child and a school nurse to discuss physical activity and nutrition goals for your child? For analysis, responses were dichotomized as any interest versus none. As one of the independent variables, we measured parental concern by asking whether parents were concerned about their child's weight. For analysis, we dichotomized parental concern as any level of concern versus none. Child weight status was determined by measured height and weight and calculated BMI percentile. Again, overweight or obesity was defined as a BMI at or above the 85th percentile. We also measured child and parents' characteristics as independent variables. We included child grade and gender. For parents, we assessed gender, ethnicity, dichotomized for analysis white versus non-white, education as higher than high school versus high school or less, and employment as any versus none. We ran descriptive statistics, chi-square test, and multiple regressions to analyze the data. Here are our findings. Almost 30% of parents in the sample were non-white. In addition, the majority of the parents was mothers with greater than a high school education and employed. In child, grade and gender were equally distributed. About 60% of children were categorized as normal weight and 40% were overweight or obese. For the bivariate associations between child's weight status and concern, 43% of parents were concerned about their child's weight. Of parents whose child was overweight or obese, 68% were concerned about their child's weight. However, more than one quarter of parents with normal weight children were also concerned about their child's weight. Here's our multiple regression results. There were three different models that evaluated a different components of the proposed weight management program, the after-school program for children, parent support group, and one-on-one counseling with parents, child, and school nurse. The independent variables assessed in each model were the same and included parental ethnicity, parental concern, child's gender, parental education, and child's weight status. The results show that non-white parents, when compared to white parents, were almost 5 times more likely to be interested in an after-school program for their child and almost 4 times more likely to be interested in attending a parent support group and one-on-one counseling with the school nurse. In addition, parents who were concerned about their child's weight were about 5 times more likely to be interested in an after-school program for their child and about 3 times more likely to be interested in one-on-one counseling. Finally, parents of girls were nearly 3 times more likely to be interested in after-school programming than parents of boys. Study strength included random sampling and use of measured height and weight to assess child's weight status. Limitations included small sample size from one suburban school district in Minnesota and non-response bias. In conclusion, a majority of parents were interested in school nurse-led healthy weight management programming. Interest was highest among non-white parents, parents who were concerned about their child's weight, and parents of girls. Our study supports the next step to develop and test school-based, school nurse-led weight management programs to reduce excess weight among young school-aged children. Finally, we gratefully acknowledge the contributions of the parents and schools in Burnsville, Minnesota School District. Thank you.